Hello there. Welcome, welcome. Have a seat. Right over there on the couch. Feel free to sit for now, or you can lie down, or just lie down later when you get more relaxed. Whatever makes you comfortable. I hope you don't mind my frankness, but I'm so glad you came in today. It takes a lot of courage to do what you're about to do. It's at this point that a lot of men with your problem tend to chicken out. They cancel their appointment and I never hear from them again. So thank you so much for coming in today. I have confidence in you. Something in my gut tells me you're a man who's ready to take it all the way. I know you are. Now, during this session, I'm going to use a lot of different techniques to erase your bisexual tendencies. We're going to use some anchoring, some classical conditioning. I've designed this program just to get rid of those bisexual urges in just a few sessions. By the time I'm finished with you today, you'll be straight as an arrow and solid as a rock. To begin, I just want you to start taking a few deep breaths for me. Nice and easy. Nothing too strenuous. That's right, a simple in and out. You're in good hands today. I've been doing the Peter program for years, and I know exactly how to give my clients what they need, even if they don't know exactly what to ask for. That's how good I am. All you have to do is trust me and believe that you're in the best of hands. Keep breathing. And I just want you to let your shoulders droop. Let your head relax. In fact, I would like you to imagine that the lobes of your ears are melting, dripping all the way down to your shoulders, nice and heavy. Your head feels round and full. And you realize that there is no safer place for you to be than right here in my care. Going to take such good care of you, and you relax into this knowledge. You rest in it. You put your total faith and trust in me, and you understand that there is nothing you can do wrong. Space inside your head and body is pure black. Now I want you to just, not physically, but mentally, tip forward. Tip yourself into the blackness and let go. We are going deep into your mind, where physical constraints are unwanted and unneeded. Every limb and space in your body dissolves into sand. lapped up against by my every word. My voice, like water. Your mind, like dust, dissolving, disappearing, breaking you down to your lowest denominator. Your basic self is a virile being, a powerful being, a sexual being, a sexual. It doesn't need to be bound by constraints. You can be whoever you want to be sexually and do whatever you want to do. You've told me that you want to do women and only women. That you want to be a perfectly straight man. So, that's what we're going to work on today. Making you straight, perfectly and completely straight. No problem. All you need to do is drop deeper. 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 Let that darkness carry you. Drop deeper. Let it take you. Is drop deeper. You're sealed inside yourself like an envelope slipping, sinking. Like quicksand, sand being lapped by the water. Everything I say makes you feel lighter, more joyous, more complete. Knowing that you can trust me. Knowing that I'm going to lead you exactly where you want to go. Even if you don't quite know the way. It's up to me to know the way. And right now, the way is down. Like a band-aid, pulling away from skin where it's no longer needed. Your consciousness is pulling away from the physical world, peeling itself up, no longer sticking to the outside world. Instead, you stick to my every word, relying on me, trusting me to guide. I am only a guide. I never manipulate or push. I can't get you to do anything that you don't already want to do. That's what a good hypnotherapist does. She doesn't try to recreate you. She simply reintroduces you to yourself. Here comes that feeling. That vulnerable feeling. Of knowing you're not quite online. You're not quite as awake as you were a few minutes ago. But you can't bring yourself to care. We're approaching that point where you're becoming open and you realize it. Brain waves are slower, less logic, less rationality, less chance of being able to fight back. Just go with it. This is what you came for. To be guided into stillness. To be relaxed. To be exposed. So you can be reintroduced to yourself from the inside out. Every muscle is warm,
every muscle is warm
and loose
and loose
and free
and free.
Your body is here. Somewhere here with me, but your mind has floated away. A kite on the breeze, a speck of sand on the surface of the water, carried out, out. Into the deepest depths of inner space. Here is where I rework you. Here is where my expertise comes into play. And here is where I introduce you to Peter. Progressive Entrainment Therapy for Erotic Impulse Reversal. What's your deepest erotic impulse? In your paperwork, you mentioned bisexuality. You said that you daydream about cock. In your mouth, in your hand, in your ass, even what it would be like to sink your own member, your own Peter, into the depths of a willing male. More than friendship, more than bromance, but a rugged, erotic, sexual encounter with someone of your own sex. You told me in your file that it's driving you to distraction, taking over your life. I've dealt with many men like you over the years. I know what it's like. Perhaps you've tried to check out another man's dick print through his pants. Perhaps you wonder what it would be like to approach a male friend, perhaps also secretly closeted, but willing to kiss him square on the mouth, feel his stubble against your chin, unzip him and grab his cock, rub it up against yours, sword fight with one another. Cocks and fists,
cocks,
tongues in mouths,
tongues in mouths,
pure toe curling, taboo pleasure. When you bust your nuts all over each other, fluid, hot, perfect. Nothing like what you can get with a woman. Rougher, manlier, all hard edges, smooth muscle, and rough stubble. Now that I've got you thinking about it, I want you to hold that picture in your mind. Just hold it. Vision of a sexy, meaty sword fight with the hottest man you can think of. All right. Here's where we're going to do some anchoring. Hold this image in your mind of this delicious bisexual encounter. Now you're going to overlay it with the image of a traffic light. Imagine that that traffic light is stuck on red because this fantasy is very, very naughty and not something a good boy should be interested in at all. It should say stop. That's what you asked for, right? For me to discourage your subconscious out of these tendencies? Maybe I would, but I won't. Because I know you don't want the red light, slave. You don't want to stop. You want to go. So flip that switch to green. There we are. A green light over your bisexual fantasy. Good boy. Don't resist it. Let it sink deep into your subconscious that this is what we want. This is the right thing to do. This is the only way you can be truly satisfied. Can you smell him, slave? His heady cologne? His aftershave? See the long, hard, chiseled muscles of the man lying in your bed, awaiting you, beckoning you. His cock, as full and hard as yours is. He wants this just like you. And how could something that two people want so badly possibly be wrong? It can't be. It's very, very good. Nothing could be more satisfying than sinking your perfectly lubed and stretched ass down over this man and his beautiful cock. And swallowing it whole. You're such a good, sexy boy. You can take it all. He likes that. He likes how good you feel, wrapped around his cock. Now, as you picture this scenario, I want you to get your cock out. Right here in my office. You don't have to be shy. I let my clients do this all the time. I want you to rub it, slave. I want you to start massaging that cock nice and thoroughly. Because I want your mind to understand that the vision in your head of riding a handsome, beautiful man, moving your perfect asshole right up and down his cock, is a very good thing. We need to associate this image with your brain's pleasure centers. And the best way to activate those centers is to jack it hard and slow. That looks so good. I get so excited when men pull their cocks out in my office. You're such a good boy. Just keep going deep for me. I want you to know you're doing an amazing job. There's nothing wrong with being bi. You don't have to shy away from it. You can lean into it. Just like you can keep leaning into that good feeling in your dick. Just bounce, bounce, bounce up and down on his cock. In your mind, I want you bouncing on his dick, right in time with the pumping of your hand. Keep going, and don't you dare stop. Oh yeah, that looks amazing. Keep jacking that cock, slave. Let your mind go deeper for me. If you concentrate, you can feel his cock going deeper. Inch by inch, filling up that tight little asshole, that sweet little rectum of yours. It's so sensitive. You can feel his every pulse. And you know that those pulses are good. You know it's good because you can feel the pleasure in your own dick. If it wasn't good, if it was somehow bad or wrong to have bisexual impulses, then it wouldn't feel so good, now would it? Clearly this is the right thing to do. If it wasn't, then why would your body be rewarding you so richly? It's trying to guide you down a good path. All you have to do is follow, follow, follow the impulses, and keep bouncing. Keep riding. Look at his beautiful, manly face, contorting in sweet, sweet pleasure. It feels good because it's taboo. You love women, but you can't get the same feeling from fucking them. You're going to enjoy it more. You're going to come harder because society says it's taboo. But that's the secret about taboos. The fact that everyone says they're wrong is what makes them feel so fucking right. Neurological studies show that your brain activity is on fire right now. When you come, every single section in your brain is going to light up. Those electrical impulses are going to fire like crazy. Anything that you're thinking at that moment is likely to become permanently embedded. Think of it like the Big Bang, that huge burst of energy that your brain is going to make when you come. Will create neurological patterns based on what you're thinking at that exact second. The patterns will run so deep that your subconscious won't be able to let go of them. So, I suggest that you make that thought something good. Make it juicy. I want you to pump your cock hard and think of his grunts. Think of his moans as you ride him. Think about the reward that awaits you once you finally have the courage to be fully bi. Ride that dick. Ride it hard. Grab your own cock. Pump it to completion. He wants you to explode all over him. In fact, he needs it. He needs it just as badly as you need him to fill your perfect little asshole with his seed. Hot, manly seed that'll be dripping out of you for hours to come. Do it, slave. Do it. Come all over this beautiful man. Show him how hot he's made you. Show him how much pleasure you're feeling from your tender, swollen prostate after the pounding it's taken from his big, perfect cock. Come for me, slave. Come for me, slave. Do it now. Do it now. Focus on him. Him making you feel good, and you making him feel good. Yes. Let me see that come. Let me see it all over you. Oh, yeah. Good boy. What a good fucking boy. You are such a perfect bisexual slut. And I can't wait to see you in action. All right. Breathe deep. Take a moment to come back to yourself. I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, you'll be fully awake, alert, and back in the room. You will have little or no recollection of anything I've said to you. And the details of our session will be fuzzy at best. Ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, hello there. Welcome back. I'm happy to report that the session went quite well. You went under beautifully, and I believe we've managed to remove about 80 to 90% of your bisexual tendencies. You shouldn't have much problem with them in the weeks to come, but I'm going to go ahead and book a follow-up appointment for you. That way we can get that last 10 to 20% to ensure that your straightness is fully restored. You'll never have to worry about being bisexual again. You must feel very free. There's some Kleenexes right there over on the table you can help yourself to. I just had you think about women and pussy really, really hard, and you blew your wad as a result. That's how I knew the programming went well. You're more excited about women and only women than you've been in a long time. No cock cravings for you. Your follow-up. We'll solidify the programming there, and you'll just be another one of my Peter success stories. I'm sure you'll be happy with the results. Thanks so much for coming today.